We are already a water-challenged planet. As global climate change continues, we are likely to become more so. Vandana Shiva is a noted environmentalist. Shiva is a leader in the International Forum on Globalization, along with Ralph Nader and Jeremy Rifkin. Shiva fights actively for changing practices in agriculture and the way humans view food. Emphasizing the need for sustainable agriculture, she is a supporter of getting women across the globe more involved in planting and farming. She's also this year's Adlai Stevenson Lecture Series speaker at Illinois State University and Illinois Wesleyan University. Here, she joins us to talk about water.
It was a woman in a village in Orissa when a super cyclone hit in 1999 and killed 30,000 people who said to me, "At the end of it, climate change is about water. Either there's scarcity and drought, or there's too much and floods, or there's cyclones from the sea. So if we do not take action to start reversing climate change, which is because of greenhouse emissions, which is because of human action, it's called anthropogenic climate change, it's not a natural phenomena, quite contrary to what the climate skeptics repeatedly say. If we don't, we are going to have very, very severe water scarcity, not only in the future, but right now. Most people don't realize that a lot of the migration in Africa, in India, is because of desertification and drought. And the UN Convention on Desertification and the Biodiversity Convention has said that the forced movement of people, because of the inability of ecosystems to support them, which is lack of water, which is what desertification is, will create the biggest human crisis that no political system will be able to manage. But we don't have to despair, because I work on solutions. And with 0.5% organic matter in the soil, we can hold 80,000 liters of water per hectare. Now, if we were to shift to organic farming, we are pulling out the excess carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and putting it to the soil, already solving the broken carbon cycle, but we are then adding to the resilience by adding more water in the soil, which then can help deal with drought in the period of transition.
McLean County has some of the most fertile soils in the world by the LISA scores. And the farmers hereabouts are of the firm opinion that you cannot get the yields needed without petroleum-based fertilizers. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I'm trained in quantum theory. Agriculture wasn't supposed to be my field. I was compelled to it when, in 1984, the Punjab, where I had done my MSc honors in physics, erupted in violence, and the same year, there was the gas tragedy in Bhopal, which killed 7,000 people. And I was working for the United Nations at that time in the United Nations University, and I said, this needs to be studied. So I studied, and I wrote a book called The Violence of the Green Revolution. Now, the entire training of industrial agriculture, including the colonization of the mind of the farmer, is based on the idea the soil is an empty container, that it does not have its own fertility, and it's only the external inputs of fossil fuel-based fertilizers that can give the fertility, which is a totally false claim. We've done organic farming through Navdanya, the movement I started. We've just done a 20-year study. There is 100% more organic carbon and, interestingly, 100% more organic nitrogen compared to the chemically fertilized soils, which have lost 24% nitrogen. So you're not actually giving nitrogen to your soil. You're stealing nitrogen from the soil because you're killing the microbes that actually make all of the nutrients, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, but the zinc and the magnesium. And these are deficiencies that are exploding. We now have, it is established, nutritionally empty food. So the more synthetic fertilizer you pump, the more your soils die, but the more your food dies because it is nutritionally empty. And food isn't supposed to be just mass to be weighed and put in a container truck. It is what becomes our body. But there's a second problem that farmers have got trapped into, and the category called yield is the trap. Because farms produce good soil, farms produce water. Farm should not emit too much climate greenhouse gases, but they should absorb them. Farm should be producing multiple outputs. That's what family farms of this country used to look like. they were not monoculture farms. The category yield is a way of deceiving the farmer to imagine that they're producing more, but they're producing one thing at the cost of everything else. And so I've evolved a category called biodiversity-based productivity, and our research has shown that if we could feed two times India's population with nourishing food through biodiversity, if we farmed with biodiversity and organic. So yield is a meaningless measure because you could produce huge amounts of soya and corn, 90% of which is going for biofuel and animal feed. So what do you do with that increased yield? Burn it up?
So a system of small farms, organic farms, rather than large farms with large land ownership concentrated in either corporations or farmers, family farm operations that cover thousands and thousands of acres. That transition is going to create a very different society. How can that be accomplished? What is the passage to that without causing huge dislocation?
Well, there isn't much dislocation if you've already emptied out the countryside. So, in fact, there is relocation. And I visit so many universities in this country. I run a school called the Earth University in India. We get people from around the world who want to be farmers. The idea that this is an impossible transition assumes that it has happened through the forces of nature. It's inevitable, and history is an iron.
No, it's happened through the forces of technology and capital.
It has happened through the instruments of technology that suited capital, not the instruments of technology that suited small farming. And it didn't go just with the technology. It went with the whole financial system. It went with the subsidy system. I was at a debate where at that time your Secretary of Agriculture, when asked whether they'd increase the subsidies for food in the context of the 2008 crisis by reducing the subsidies for chemicals in farming, he said, we will never touch the chemicals and subsidies, and the people in the food lines for food stamps are fake. So there's a huge competition for public resources. Sadly, this industrial agriculture machine is driven by public money, in which the public never made a decision that they'd like to sink this money into subsidizing chemical, ever larger machinery, and a loss of ownership of the farmer. It's so clear that 70% of the farmland of the United States is owned by corporations and financial companies. How do we reverse this? By reversing it. When you're going in the wrong direction over a precipice, you don't put your foot on the accelerator. You take the reverse gear. We've got to put the reverse gear. Socially, we have to incentivize the youth. And that's what the Green New Deal talk is about, that there is a future in farming. If we've created a default land reform upwards to financial institution, we can create a true land reform by putting farms in the hands of people who will care, the small farmers, solving the unemployment problem and solving the problem of food. But this country is the place where I first experienced what bad food is like. I mean, when I started to come to America, it's in America I realized there was food you couldn't eat. And I would go on a fast for 3 days while traveling. You have food deserts. This is not a food system. Each of those steps has to be corrected. We cannot deprive some parts of our society of food. We can't deprive all of society of food that is nourishing. And we can't deprive people who want to care for the earth, not as food producers, but as carers for the planet, to reverse the disasters we are facing, whether it be the water crisis, desertification, climate crisis, or species extinction. Farming is the place where all the solutions lie. And we cannot see it in the industrial model that's been imposed longest in this country, in my country, since the 60s. It's a very recent error made by human beings. But it has such far-reaching consequences that we'd better wake up and think of what we are doing with agriculture and food.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're speaking with Dr. Vandana Shiva, this year's Stevenson Lecture Series lecturer.